Hey, yo, what the heck is going on, Patreon best friends? It's Mike and Roger back again for another kind of funny Greg way, a Patreon exclusive content. Of course, Greg is busy doing a podcast. He's a little busy today. And so that means we get to take over. And you know when the Jabroni Boys take over, the fun begins. And of course, Roger said, Mike, where are we going to go with today's Greg way? What are we going to talk about? And I said, Roger, what if we take him to my favorite spot? What if we take him to our spot, as Willow Smith once said?
Did she say that?
Take me to our spot.
Oh, shit, she does say that.
Cut him off. Yeah, she said that.
What do you know
she
about said, Willow Smith? Tell me about what you know about Willow Smith.
She had, see, now little mama, my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. You know what I mean? And so I think Willow Smith and little mama sometimes get confused.
Yeah.
Because you think they could be one. Because she's saying, I whip my hair back and forth.
I whip my hair
and
back
that
and forth.
Song could easily be my lip gloss is cool type level of
absolutely.
Thing. So when I think of Willow Smith, I think of that, right?
Mm.
I think Jaden gets a lot more credit in the Smith family
because
he did Karate Kid.
Yep.
He, of course, wants to rap and sing a song.
He did
he
Icon.
He might have had a good song. Yeah, Icon. Yeah,
yeah
that was
yeah,
a good
Icon living.
You
he
know
did
what?
The Batman
I'm not going to beat up on that. That's all
I
right.
saw him live. He opened for Tyler the Creator.
And how was he?
He was fine. I had a very big hatred. Like, I was a big hater towards him for no reason.
You hated on
he
James
was fine.
Smith.
He's a good person. I mean, he's, I don't know if he's a good person, but he is fine.
Here's the issue. You get born into the mega rich.
Yeah.
Right? You get born into Will Smith's family. It's tough, right? Like,
yeah.
Think of LeBron James's kids. There's an expectation. You got to now out. You got to be out better than your father or your mother. That's a tough one.
That's a hard one.
You know
one.
What I mean? While we're here at In-N-Out, let's order really quick. Hiya, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful. Can I get a number 2 spread only, please?
Okay.
And I'll have a Coca-Cola with that.
Got it.
Anything for you?
Can I just get a water, if possible?
Okay.
Man, he's doing so good on his diet.
Can I be in the car today?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I have a cheeseburger spread only, fried Coke, and a water.
Yes.
923 first window, please.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Thank you.
And so, there you are, trying to just uphold that. That's a tough one, Roger.
It's a hard one.
And so you came in with a little pre-bias. You were mad at
him. Oh, yeah. I was mad. I was a hater.
Okay.
But I think I've come around to him.
Okay,
I like
okay.
him. I think he's good
okay.
in terms of the... I don't know what the ranking is in the Smith family, but he's one of them.
Okay. He's on there.
He's definitely one of them. But I like Willow Smith. I like her new
Willow,
new
she's singing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting that both of them took to singing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not acting. Mm-hmm. He tried acting, of course.
I mean, he's still there.
Know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's
after
not to say they're not. But at the same time, they clearly have really latched on to singing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's
I mean,
like,
Will Smith did, too.
Willow acted?
Will Smith.
Oh, Will. Sang, yeah, of
yeah,
course.
He was the singer,
he sang some of my favorite songs. Men in Black, Wild Wild West, Just the Two of Us.
Parents just don't understand.
Getting jiggy with it.
Oh.
Miami.
Whoa.
I mean, nothing but badass
oh
bangers.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. But, yeah, that's an interesting one because you think of, like, if you were born into that, what would you do, Roger? You know what I mean? Like, say I was
odd. Because you're trying to create your own legacy, right?
But I would do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
answer, I wouldn't
create
right? any legacy.
That's the answer. But then I think it's an ego thing, right? Like, you get into it, it's like, oh, my dad's doing this, my mom did this, they're so rich. I don't want to just be the rich kid that just kind of
does nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to figure out your own thing. I think I would, like, take that money and do something completely different. That would be my hope, right? Like, I would just start, like, a weird startup that no one wants to make. It fails.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suck.
Hey,
lose my family
that.
All this money, but I don't give a shit. I tried something,
you
right?
You tried.
Hey,
something.
Listen, we're going to make video games for animals.
That's interesting. You know what I would do? I would get mega into photography.
Oh.
And I would travel the world just taking photos all the time.
That's cool.
For who? For no one.
Yeah.
But myself and my family.
But here's the thing, and I think that if you do that enough, and if you just buy the fanciest camera, I think you'll eventually become successful.
Maybe I become a National Geographic photographer.
Oh!
Oh my God, Mike has traveled the world, seen all these incredible sights, heard all these stories. What's his deal? Oh, he's just mega rich.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, he's just mega rich.
Don't you love when you see those people that are successful, and then you see, like, the article, it's like, oh, actually, that person's like that kid's son.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, the writer of World War Z, his father is Mel Brooks. So it's like, yeah, of course. Okay, that makes sense. That's what I want in my life. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you came into Jaden Smith a little haterade.
Yeah, a little bit. But then I pulled it back a little bit. I realized I was coming aggressive at it. I was like, fuck this guy. And I was like, you know what? He's fine.
Did he put on a good show?
Yeah, he was fine. Yeah, he's fine. He's doing his thing.
Now, I'll tell you what, Roger.
It doesn't compare to Tyler, the Creator. That's the issue.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's a tough thing to open up.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? But here's a fun one. Since we're talking to the Patreon best friends, you and I can pull back the curtain. Roger, I've been scrolling a lot of TikTok. I've been hearing the streets talking. Drake has been putting on one hell of a concert lately.
Did he already start?
Did you? Yeah, he started down in North Carolina with, of course, one J. Cole and his special concert festival.
Yeah.
Where he brought up everybody and they mama had a great concert.
Yeah.
So now...
That's not what he's going to do everywhere.
21 in Oakland.
No. That's not how that works.
Going to see Drizzy is going to be a great time.
I mean, it would be a great time. Is it $800 a great time?
Yes.
No,
it has to be.
No, what's the limit? What's the limit here?
What's the true limit of a Drake ticket?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the limit of any concert ticket?
For me?
It should be $100 each.
Yep.
That should be the maximum concert ticket price.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I've never went above that.
So you've made that.
Oh, I've made that.
Interesting.
I've never went above that. So me saying 250 to you, that was me like going above and beyond.
I'm going wild.
I've never done that. Yeah. I went to see Kanye West at his last tour that he ever did, St. Pablo tour, fucking $45 tickets. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, see, I think
good seats.
The correct price is a $45 concert ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think with today's age, we'll go 100. Now we've somehow blown up with Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and all them. 250, 300.
Yeah.
As if I'm going to Coachella, the festival, but I'm going for one night for one act.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Insane.
You're all the way in the fucking back. You can't
exactly.
see anything.
And so here's the catch, right? What are you going for? Because I've made a rule now, Roger.
Yeah.
And I think you've noticed it, right? I put my phone down a lot. I embrace the moment, right? I'm not one of those jabronis at the concert, staring at the concert through my phone.
I fucking hate that.
I'm dancing, having a good time, right? And so, you know, I'm not going just to get a photo.
Yeah.
I'm going there to dance.
Yeah.
I'm going there to sing all my favorite Drizzy Drake songs.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going for the right reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going there to post it on social media.
Okay. But you think that's worth $800?
No.
That's the thing.
It's not.
Yeah, the fucking...
But it
the
is.
No. You just admitted to it.
It's not what it is, Roger. It's
no,
not
it's
what it
not.
Is.
No, it's not.
Here's it. Roger, it's the biggest concert of the summer. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, homie.
Thanks.
It is. Roger, it's the best concert of the summer.
Back for you today.
Thank you. You keep that. Don't you worry about it. No, thank you, homie. Think about the summer.
I thought you were telling him to keep the card.
Keep the card. Keep it. Treat yourself to something nice. Every summer, the sun is finally out. It's time to get outside and have some fun. You've been cooped up all winter long.
Absolutely.
Concert season is here. Everybody wants to see their favorite artist. Everybody wants to get outside, dance, and sing a little bit.
Yep.
Drake is my favorite.
I get that.
Okay, I want to go to Drake. $850 is far too much, but I'm willing to spend it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All the things you just said, like going out there, having fun.
I'm good, how are you? No, thank you, miss. Can I get some extra napkins from you, though? Thank you. Now, a little quick tip for all you Patreon best friends out there. I always ask for extra napkins.
Yeah.
So I can put them in my glove box. Tissues, if you ever need to blow your nose. Thank you, miss. You take care of yourself now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do the same thing.
You gotta have
I ask for extra napkins all the time. I just do the West Sydney thing. I just bring it home. Now I just got a bunch of fucking random
shit.
Free napkins.
You just got napkins.
I got mad napkins.
Is that how that goes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, dude.
Bro,
we would... Oh, my God. At my house, we had a drawer that was filled with napkins from other fucking fast
food
establishments.
Get out of town.
We had Subway. We had fucking Quiznos. A lot of sandwich places.
Napkins.
But, yeah, random-ass napkins. I don't think I had one napkin that matched the other napkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Napkins. I like that, Roger. Napkins. Any other condiments?
Yes. Oh. We had a fucking...
Lay it on it, bro.
We had a tub that was filled with ketchup, honey mustards, hot sauce from years back to the point where I was like, I need a honey mustard. I would go down there. I'm like, this could be a week ago, 2 years ago.
Could
I have
old.
No idea.
Could be old.
But I eat it.
Hey, you're eating Magic Spoon.
But then
spoon.
Here's the thing. It would start getting... I'm eating Magic Spoon that is a year old. But I will say, it became an issue. Because it's like, okay, barbecue sauce that's a year old. That's not bad, right? It's not a big deal. But then I started eating ranches that are probably a year old.
Okay.
Probably 2 years old. And they don't have expiration dates on these motherfuckers, but mind you.
Yeah.
Which is weird because those things expire for sure. But I just had a bunch of ranch, room temp, in this fucking big tub for at least a year and a half. And I would just go in there and be like, fuck it. I'm going to eat this.
Roll
the
you
dice.
Ever felt, you ever feel it?
No, I never felt it. But also, I just eat a lot. I ate a lot of shit back then. So maybe it was just, you know, I just felt like shit all the time.
Yeah.
So it could have been that. It could have been the
massive
amount of
pop. What was the weirdest thing that you had in the box, in the drawer?
Oh, we had like a bunch of duck sauce and stuff. Like we had like maybe hundreds of duck sauce from like the Chinese food places, they would just give it to us. I don't know if they do that here. Do they do that here?
I don't know.
They would give us a bunch of duck sauce and soy sauces and stuff, but it was a lot of duck sauce that no one... Do you know what duck sauce is?
No.
Oh, it's just like a sweet sauce.
Is it like soy sauce?
No, it's a sweet sauce. So it's like basically like a fucking like plum sauce or whatever. It's really cheap and shitty. No one uses it. Okay. But they would just give you a fuck ton of it.
Duck sauce.
Yeah, duck sauce. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because every family, I feel like, or every person out there who is in a home or an apartment, whatever, has that drawer.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden you just start shoving stuff in there.
Yep.
And then eventually it's like, nope, you got to chuck all this. What are we doing?
What was that drawer for you?
Salt packets.
Oh.
Just crazy salt
packets. Wow, salt packets.
Yeah, anytime that they would throw it in there, all of a sudden it's going in the drawer.
Wow, and it was just like a drawer, like most of it was filled with
salt
that?
Salt packets.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's so funny, because I had multiple. So I had that. I had, of course, we had like the fucking random menu drawer. We just had a bunch of menus from takeout places. Oh, yeah, we had that. And then we also had a closet that was filled with mostly plastic bags.
My mom's good at that. She loves keeping the plastic bags. I'm like, get rid of the plastic bags.
Yeah, we only exclusively use those for like the mini trash bags we had in the house. So we would just had. But then that's the thing. In New York, then they banned it one day. And then my mom's like, hey,
I got the plastic bags. Yeah, you start selling those.
We could have done that. But we had a reserve that is just now depleting after like 3 years of them banning it. They banned it around 2020. And then it's now just towards the end. So she had 3 years worth of plastic bags saved up. Incredible.
I'm one of the problems. Because I'm not good at bringing the plastic bags to the grocery store.
Oh.
I'm not a reusable bag jabroni.
Really?
So I need the plastic bags. You can't give me a paper bag because it breaks.
But then
so
you, what do you do with the plastic bags when you get home? Throw them away?
I throw them away.
That's bad, Mikey. That's bad, Mikey.
I had to do it.
No, you didn't.
I had to do it.
See, here's the thing. At my house now, I have a whole... You can come to the house. Tote bags, plastic bags, a whole closet full.
Are you using them?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but here's the thing. I end up using like two or three of them over and over. But then I just have a whole fucking thing filled with them. I'm like, I'm becoming my mom. I'm becoming my immigrant mom of just like fucking ketchup packets. Fucking, I get some napkins sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I got the napkins sometimes. I you know what I started doing, Mikey? I'm going to be honest with you. I have at least 5 to 6 Starbucks straws that I've just kept. Mm. I don't know why.
Well, why?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't know why I keep them, though, because I have metal straws. But I just keep them. It's just in my soul, Mike.
So she hands them to you, and you don't think, no, thank you.
Yeah, I just take them. I just take them. I'm like, free straw. That's what my brain goes, free straw.
Free straw?
Free straw for the future. And one day I'm going to need that straw, and I'm going to say, ha, 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 I needed that fucking straw.
You never know when you need that straw. You never know.
Exactly, everybody.
So that's the issue, is right. Chat. Of course, all the Kind of Funny Best Friends watching over on Patreon. Let us know what's in your drawers. And you might be thinking, damn, is this where they're going to wrap up the Gregway? Absolutely not. Because now I'm going to take you to go get, hopefully, dessert.
No, you don't. You don't need this. No, you need
to. We have to get a
donut. We're losing weight. Aren't we losing weight, Mikey?
Yeah, but who says you can't have a chocolate milk?
Me.
You know what I mean? Chocolate milk.
Didn't you just chug Ice Shine?
I did. We just went to Starbucks today.
Oh, is that drive thru? That's a closed drive thru.
Okay.
Is it?
No, it's not.
No, never mind.
Sweet
donut. Two drive thrus, everybody.
Now, here's the banger part of it, Kind of Funny Best Friends, is you have a Krispy Kreme In-N-Out combo where it's just like, pull up, watch this.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Krispy Kreme. How may I help you for today?
Hiya, miss. Could I get a chocolate donut and a chocolate milk, please?
Do you want your chocolate donut with or without sprinkle?
Without, please.
Got it. One chocolate ice.
Anything
one
for you?
Chocolate milk.
No.
Anything else for you today?
That's going to be it.
Got it. We'll have your solo connection, though. Thank you.
Thank you, miss.
That woman had an incredible voice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She seemed so happy, and she did a great job.
You're working at Krispy Kreme, the happiest place on earth.
Is it, though?
That's what they say about it.
No, they don't.
That's what they say about it. That's what they say.
No, they don't.
And I'm all here for it. Thank you, miss.
Yeah, and are you a rewards member?
No, I'm not. Didn't know there was a rewards program. You learn something new every day.
Are you going to sign up for it?
Would you like a straw for the milk?
No, thank you, miss.
Just a moment for your card.
Yeah, of course.
She's taking the straw.
Would you like your receipt?
No, thank you. You have a great day, all right? Okay. See you later.
Should have taken the straw. Could have kept it at home.
Should have kept the straw.
Could have kept
and
the
with
straw.
That Kind of Funny Best Friends, this is where we say goodbye as I take one bite into my dessert donut after lunch with all of you. Goodbye.